Kuna City Special City Council Meeting, November 25th, 2014.
Yeah, that's when this meeting's supposed to start, so we'll call the meeting to order. Brenda, would you poll the council, please?
Council President Cardoza.
Here.
Councilmember Jones.
Here.
Councilmember Bubun Van der Har.
Here.
Councilmember Steer.
Here.
Mayor Nelson.
Here. Thank you. Well, the reason for the meeting tonight is, at least let everybody know that we're being characterized as pills. Because we're trying to protect our old city rights. What did David Taysom say that we're, anyway, irrational, misguided policies? So, yeah. So anyway, you know, we had Gordon do quite a bit of studying of this area to see what adjustment we might make if we were willing to make it. And, you know, he characterized everything up to where that Highline Canal crosses over to Highway 69 as easily served by Kuna. The little, it's a small area that's...
Mayor, we have that map that Gordon...
Oh, do you? Okay. Okay, he did draw it. That little small area up in the corner, at the corner of Amity and Highway 69, that would be an area that would be very difficult for us to serve. And then I asked him about, you know, there's just no way we could serve on east of there in that gravel pit. And then you'd have to almost come down to that next piece of property. There's a road going across there, and then it kind of gets back into the flow of things. So I think a half mile going down on the other side of Highway 69 would be all right. Then we'd run into David Taysom, you know, so...
I don't know if you spoke to him, but did you point out that Meridian already gave up his property and their proposed
David Taysom
thing?
So here's the corner of Amity and 69. David Taysom's is down here.
He's right above on this. He's right above this sub, the Pear Blossom. He's
okay.
Right here. So Meridian already offered to give him up.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we did not point that out to him in our meeting.
I think that would be maybe interesting to do.
We're not so sure we'd have got out of the meeting.
Yeah.
So, anyway, nothing has really changed much except, you know, there's no way we could probably serve that gravel pit and that corner. The gravel pit's right east of that corner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, no, not west, east. Yeah.
Yeah,
these red lot numbers that are indicate that this whole area will actually gravity down here, so there's not a need for a lift station or anything. It's all gravity downhill to the treatment plant.
Okay.
This is the Mason Creek drain, so the plan is that everything will flow into this at some point in time. The main line will be in that right over there, pick it up, and there'll be a lift station there and put it up into the plant.
Richard, isn't that corner elevated?
Elevated?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, wouldn't it flow west if we were to put sewer? You would have pressurized water going there.
No, the corner isn't elevated.
Corner.
No, the house is elevated just right up above that corner, and it slopes off very steeply down that corner.
So it flows west to east then, the property? For some reason, I thought it was elevated on that corner there.
It is, but it's a ridge line flowing.
Because you don't even see the corner till you get to the high point of the land coming up to it. So it slopes north.
I thought it sloped from the east to the west when I drive by there, but maybe not.
I think that probably that corner would probably actually flow northwest. That would be my guess.
Or north. It's a weird thing, but here's the ridge line.
Right, right.
So it's flowing northeast.
Northeast.
Flows towards the intersection, yeah.
Yeah, goes towards the intersection away from the area we would be surveying. We didn't have the topos put on this section to see how that contours.
I don't know, Doc. I would think both of those corners are very prime real estate. Being Amity, and if it cost us money to service it.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that.
I think if you're going to see any growth in the immediate future, I would almost venture to say those two corners, or those four corners, would be the most immediate to show any kind of development. I would hate to give that up, but then again, I wouldn't want to put in a lift station simply for one location, but it's definitely going to be commercial, I would think. So.
Well, you know, that's all we're here for tonight, is kind of discuss it and make sure we want to stand by the decision that we've already made. And if we do, then, you know, it's just a matter of fighting for our beliefs. But I really don't think that a half mile is probably the right deal on going east of Highway 69. I would think that where that green line is on Columbia, and it goes up to about the half mile, I think that's about a quarter mile that we've already annexed. And so their green line actually includes those two pieces of property we've annexed. And it also would include the Lineman College. And I think that corner, the Columbia and Highway 69 corner, is also potentially a very good commercial corner.
Yeah.
And then if you get up to, by David Taysom Place, the corner at Lake Hazel in the highway lays out in such a way that there could be quite a bit of commercial around that. I don't know how quickly that would do. I think Columbia would come on, and I think Amity would come on long before Lake Hazel.
Especially because they have stoplights.
Yeah. So, but anyway, when I was over at Treasure Valley Partnership, Tammy was there and was very polite and nice to Cuna, complimentary about how many kids we turned out, you know, for the. And she caught quite a bit of flack for her lighting over in her city.
Which I saw wasn't actually true. I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, she was on the defensive more than I was. So. But there was nothing said. The only thing that was said was by Commissioner Dave Case, and he thought it was a land grab by Cuna.
Dave did?
Except we're not grabbing any land.
Yeah, anyway. I called him to, because I knew that Tammy had been talking to him.
Oh, okay.
So, but anyway, my understanding of that comprehensive plan that she has in, she being Tammy, for consideration by the county, they will not consider it until CUNA and Meridian come to some kind of agreement. So, anyway, that's what I know.
Mayor, do you know if Lake Hazel's going to be a major east-west corridor?
I don't think it will be.
Okay.
I think Columbia will be. And I think Amity will be.
Doesn't Ada County Highway District have big plans for Lake Hazel going east and west? I thought I've seen.
I don't think I've seen it. Wendy, have you seen on Lake Hazel that?
Lake Hazel is designated as an arterial.
An arterial?
Mm-hmm.
Well, sooner or later, just about every east-west road will be an arterial. So. But I really think that 10 Mile and Highway 69 will both be very important commercial real estate, and I haven't seen any move by Meridian to cross over on 10 Mile. But it really looks like the way this is starting to lay out with the golf course coming on now and so much interest along the railroad, that our growth area will probably be at least somewhat south and east.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you go down the Mason Drain, that's where Gordon has the lift station, and he'll just about handle that whole area. So it's it lays out real well for our future. And you know, there is no map that we can get to of the Meridian sewer system. They refused to give us a copy, and I guess we refused to give them a copy of ours, so I guess it's something we do between sewer systems. So, but anyway, I do know that, you know, they represented up there at Amity in that gravel pit that they had a sewer line crossing there. Except that I'm not sure what that sewer line goes to or connects. But I do know that they've got to have sewer coming into that new development there on north of Amity. That one at the Texaco Station.
Victory.
Yeah.
Victory.
Yeah, it would be Victory.
Yeah.
So they've got to have sewer there. So that's only a mile away. But if they've got sewer going out south into their area, I'm not aware of that.
We've never gotten a real explanation from them about why they care so much about that little corner. I keep calling it the contested area. Aside from, you know, it's shown on this map that they intended to put a fire station on the northeast corner of Meridian and Amity, but that would still be in their area and they could do that. I just have never heard an adequate explanation from them about why they care that much about the contested area. And I think we've been very forthcoming about the fact that this potentially has, you know, a lot of tax base implications for us, and and we're willing to service it in the immediate future, whereas, you know, it didn't seem like Meridian had any interest in doing that for probably 20 years. I'm not confident that I'm willing to budget all, but the only way that I think I would be is if I had some sort of compelling explanation from them, but I just don't hear anything coming.
Nothing really from their side has been too much clarified to us. You know, I kind of thought the way we had explained this, that we would not pass Amity and that people could choose what side they'd like to ally with. And that's exactly what they do with Boise, what Meridian does with Boise. So their solid line that they've agreed to isn't solid. It goes back and forth depending on which way the people want to go. And then, of course, Boise has changed their deal now that people wanting to come in, or they have to be annexed before they would offer them sewer service, where it used to be just the opposite. They tell them, well, we'll put the sewer service in, and when we're ready to annex you, then yeah, you've got to join with us. And that didn't work too well in some areas, I guess. So they've changed it.
It seems pretty clear that Meridian has some interest in, like, trying to hold on to Meridian Road, even though they won't say that, because, you know, their generous offer was to follow the lateral, but only until it gets to Meridian Road, and then they want to hack it off there, which still just doesn't really make sense. I would hope that, I mean, given that they've experienced, you know, growth and potentially, you know, more residential than commercial for a while and things like that, that they would be receptive to the notion that this contested area would make such a big difference for our tax base at a time when we need it so much. But doesn't seem like they're remembering maybe having those same kinds of growing pains.
Well, anybody that they've talked to that's talked to us said that the road is extremely critical to them. And, you know, I guess it would be to us, too.
Well, especially because, you know, 10 Mile, I mean, eventually it'll be a good, you know, commercial thoroughfare, but right now, you know, the road's not wide enough. There's so much stuff that's going to have to happen on 10 Mile before that becomes any sort of, you know, there's any commercial possibilities there. So Meridians really are our big chance at this point to get stuff, so...
Okay, well, what's everyone's thoughts? I can tell you more once I go to the Association of Idaho Cities to what they decide to try to bring up there. But I really think legislative-wise, we've got it pretty well blocked.
So. I think we've tried to be really open about, you know, exactly what our decision-making processes and to the extent Meridian's overarching goal or the only one that they've articulated is we want to be able to have a firm line that we can count on for planning. We've expressed our intention that our firm line is Amity. So.
What was Commissioner Case's opinion after you had talked to him?
Well, he hoped that we could work something out. He really characterized ours as a land grab. And I said, well, if there was a land grab, it would have been long before this council, you know, when we expanded the city limits up there. And, it wasn't illegal what the council did then, or the city did then. But what it's done, and I told Dave, I said, you know, if you had 40 acres up there and you were a mile from a new sewer plant that also that you wouldn't have any problem with the EPA on getting rid of your phosphorus, would you rather and it's available now, would you rather develop your 40 acres now, or would you like to wait 20 years and then have to take your sewer another 10, 15 miles to a plant that probably doesn't exist and certainly doesn't handle phosphorus? I said, you know, most of that land up there, and most of those landowners are people that's their only source of income for their retirement.
Right.
And, you know, why wouldn't you want to get a developer that could develop it and go 1 or 1.5 miles, and you'd get a lot more money out of it?
Sure.
And he understood that. And he recognized that. So, but you also have to understand that, you know, we're wrestling a pretty good sized gorilla.
Right.
Yeah. That we're just kind of an afterthought.
Well, we're wrestling a gorilla that was in our shoes not that many years ago. It wasn't that far back that Meridian really had some problems with growth because it was overrunning them.
Yeah.
They finally got caught up to it, and it's working okay now, but it's working good for them now. But there was a time when they had serious issues.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know that that Tammy was even involved in those decisions or that, trying to make that income of theirs work.
Right.
But
yeah, I think it was working when it was given to her, so
yeah.
She doesn't understand the history of that.
Well, and you know, that those days had they had a, what was that lawsuit they had on their city hall? $4 or $5 million?
Mm-hmm.
That would have broke them forever.
I mean,
there's no way they could file that kind of lawsuit and then lose it and say, oh, well, we had that set aside. Well, this is good to know.
Oh, well.
Well, you know, I'm not here to tell you to make a different decision than you've already made. I just thought we better know that it looks like it's building momentum to make us defend those choices, and also that if they can talk David Taysom into going ahead and filing a suit. And you know, I don't think we're in a bad position with the court in discussing his dilemma, because all it is that he's thinking, by getting out of the Meridian impact area, that will cost him hundreds of thousands. But
his property is not big enough to be hundreds of thousands.
No. And here his where he's located is an easy service area for the CUNA
right.
Sewer. And you know, if we were to tell Meridian, we'll just keep that in your impact area, and now you figure out a way to cross the highway and get over there to pick up. I think he's got one of his kids that has some land right next to him, but whole total couldn't be more than 60 acres. And there can be some nice buildings set on the 60 acre site, not in the middle of nowhere.
You know, as I read his letter, Mayor, it's almost like it was dictated to him by Tammy. He goes on to emphasize Meridian grew out from its center core in an orderly fashion.
Yeah.
That is one of the arguments Tammy repeatedly argues, how organized they are from the center outwards. And then, and then there was another one that I thought was nothing more than a discussion between Dave and Tammy. attempted to establish development control over a very large area, far beyond anything it can possibly serve.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we can't serve that area better than we can anything south because of the wastewater treatment plant up and wells over there. So it's almost verbatim. He is writing like she dictated to him. So I know he has talked to her on more than one occasion.
He admitted that.
And he is bringing her philosophy in this letter. Mm-hmm. Richard, is there anything we should be worried about if we were to continue our impact up to Amity and Highway 69? Would there be anything that Dave Taysom could bring legally against us? Now, I'm asking for me, not the rest of the council.
Okay, no.
Decision making.
Appreciate it, Mr. Cardoza. The reality is we're not forced annexing him. We're just defining at this present time, he's included in our planning area. And if we are able to move the area of impact up to Amity, it has no effect on him. And I don't know, I spent some time looking in the cases and the statutes to see what type of suit he would bring. His argument is basically, he'll lose hundreds of thousands of dollars with a Meridian address versus a CUNA address. That still is a Meridian address. He doesn't know what the zoning, we haven't said we're gonna zone this agricultural and you're not ever gonna be able to develop it. He has no idea. So at this point in time, it's just his statement that if he doesn't get his way, he's gonna bring a lawsuit. I don't even see that there's a basis for a lawsuit at this point in time. We've done nothing to affect his land there other than his assertion that he doesn't want to have a CUNA address.
Let me ask you this. If he was to bring suit based on the premise that we or his property is now in the impact of CUNA, not Meridian, that has diminished the value of his property. Does that have any merit?
Well, he would have to show those damages. And in fact, one of the issues that he would have to show is that he, I can get you the
considerations for the area of impact criteria. But one of the things that he would have to show that if we were to take him into our area of impact and exclude him from Meridian's area of impact, that we would not be able to service him.
Okay.
And we can provide services
faster and
better than what Meridian can. So
but he made the point to both Wendy and I that Meridian will not annex land that's in somebody else's impact area. So therefore, we've diminished him if we include him. That he can't be annexed where he wants to go.
Well, realistically, he's not going to get annexed by Meridian anyway because he's already surrounded by, I mean, he's already got a city of CUNA property bordering him. Like, it's just silly.
Well, yeah, we would agree with that. Neither Wendy or I were brave enough to tell.
And if we agreed to the lines as Meridian drew it out, would he then not have to sue Meridian and CUNA? Because we both made a decision putting him in an area.
Right.
Yeah,
so it's not that we did it. In fact, we were trying to kind of protect his rights there by doing what we did, but.
Right. So the factors to be considered then in the area of impact are trade area, geographic factors, and areas that can be reasonably expected to be annexed within the city. So that's what we have to consider. Obviously, trade area, that's an area that we're looking at for development. The geographic factors, it certainly flows to CUNA for serviceability, and we have the ability to service it much sooner than Meridian. If you look at that future planning map of Meridian, much of that area that Meridian is fighting over is an area that they want as rural residential. which means that there's going to be services of perhaps law enforcement, fire, but wells and septic is what are going to be the main services provided to those persons, which means that they won't be able to develop it. And then finally, reasonably expected, he's got city of Kuna property, probably, you know, city limits close to or next to him right away. So I can't think that a judge is going to say, yes, you're right, because you have a Meridian address or you lose your Meridian address, you're entitled to damages. We have the ability to take all the services there. We're not reaching out or doing a land grab to somebody and then saying back and saying, we're not going to provide you services. In fact, you could almost look at it the other way. By Meridian pushing this beyond their ability to service it for what Tammy has said, you know, up to 20 years, that's more of a land grab than us saying, give it to us. Gordon's put the map together. We can provide services to that quickly. I mean, we've got our treatment plant up there. I would say if we hadn't built the plant up there and we only had the lagoon south of town, they would have a good argument. But realistically, as a city, we provide those services and we have those available.
If we were to annex voluntarily his neighbors that we landlock him, does he have any argument then that we forced him to join Kuna simply because he's landlocked Meridian has no way to provide services then?
His choice would be to either annex or stay in the county at that point in time. You wouldn't have an argument. I'm not sure what we want to do on the east side of Highway 69 there, if we want to have that in, and certainly he would then be, but at no point in time are we going to say, you know, you're coming into the city, but if he's landlocked, he's landlocked, but that's okay. The
he
choice.
He can't use the argument that we forced him to join Meridian simply because we landlocked him, that he couldn't get any facilities from Meridian. I mean, that's almost forced annexation from some viewpoints if we landlock him.
Right. Let's break down his argument. Really what he's saying in basic terms is he doesn't want a Kuna address. Mm-hmm. That's the only, if we provide sewer, if we provide water, if we provide law enforcement services, if we provide emergency services, he's only saying, I don't want a Kuna address. I'll lose hundreds of thousands of dollars for a Kuna address, is essentially what he's saying. We are not telling him, we want to annex you or we want to annex around you, and we're not going to be able to provide services within 20 years or 10 years. We have the ability, actually, I think when Gordon presented that the other day, was quite surprised that it was all gravity downhill to the lift station down by the treatment plant, so we can provide those services. So I have to think that a court would be very unsympathetic to that argument.
So our potential impact going to Amity has no bearing with Dave Taysom at this time?
Correct.
Okay. What is your feelings, Doug?
Well,
you're the one that didn't catch in the hell.
Yeah, well, I don't think we've put ourselves in too bad a position. I really would be willing, in my mind, to give up that corner up there at Amity.
Both corners?
Yeah, the Amity. You know, the line coming across to Highway 69, I think probably I could accept that. But I really don't think it fits to bring that line then back across Highway 69. Though, anyway, I don't know that would do anything for him. At least in my mind, I was willing to compromise there in exchange for the land that they put in east of Highway 69 down to Columbia.
So are you saying maybe go like, I mean, obviously it would vary based on the exact parcels, but maybe like...
I have that, but the parcels on it.
Oh, do I have that one too? Yeah. So in theory, go, like, go straight across Amity and then somewhere within like a quarter mile of Meridian Road, go ahead and come south just a hair to basically, we're just basically cutting out the Amity intersection as close as we can get to it, right? But then still continuing across Meridian Road and going down.
Yeah, because I don't know if it shows on any of these maps, but the high point that Meridian chose to bring their green across here is also this canal has one that hits Amity a lot and crosses up in this area that there's a swale in between and could be serviced very easily by us or by Meridian.
No, this is the crossing canal that goes this way, and this is...
Yeah, that other one. So that would be an area that maybe included those people, you know, that had already requested to come in. So, anyway, and then I would say, I would just drop off.
Maybe come down right here?
Maybe.
So this is Amity and this is Meridian.
Yeah.
So maybe like, cut like this, kind of, and then come down. So it's just kind of cutting out this corner property, which we would have trouble with, and the one on the other side of Meridian Road.
Yeah, something like that might be a compromise enough to get them. You know, and I don't know, Gordon went up and drove the area, and I didn't go drive the half mile to see if that's right, or a quarter mile, or what have you. And, you know, it's... But I would be willing to give in that area a little if it would solve it.
I think it continues to go over, Richard, just because my assumption is we want it to come east far enough that it's going to pick up the entirety of that subdivision below it and not cut into it. You know what I mean?
There's a parcel here, and I'm not sure that looks like it's all...
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
Split that, so I was just wanting to go...
Oh, sure. Yeah, that works. Yeah. I mean, if it's, yeah, I guess I'd be curious about if we have any guess of how exorbitant the cost would be, or if the answer is just we just can't service that, you know, the Amity intersection, basically, from what Gordon was saying.
Well, Gordon also says that we can service anything on the map if we choose to, but that one is problematic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so...
There's no way to serve the grinder pumps, so you can serve it, but you have to put in some extra equipment.
Okay.
And, you know, I doubt very much Meridian would do anything on the gravel pit, you know, except take their line through it. I don't hardly think there's much growth going to go on top of that gravel pit.
Well, is there a lot of benefit in that east of Meridian Road from Amity to Lake Hazel? I mean, if we were to just cut over, get rid of that corner so they have that intersection come down here and over, I mean, that's close to half of what they're arguing over.
I'd like to keep, if possible, like the entirety of the Lake Hazel intersection at least. Just so that we have all the, you know, the four corners to, yeah.
Keep them all. What if we're getting down like this?
And to the extent we think any additional commercial growth is going to happen on the corridor, not even at the intersections, that's the only reason that I was kind of clinging to as much of Meridian Road as possible.
How much do you think we need to concede, Mayor, before Tammy would be happy?
Well...
It's hard to know, because she's not even saying what their goal is.
It's hard to say, yeah. But, you know, I really think the fact if we went back and said, okay, we've adjusted based upon the criticism that we had, and that, this is our map.
It's prime real estate for Meridian, that corner.
Yeah.
They had all four corners.
Well, yeah, that's what they're shooting for, and so...
Yeah.
You know, our discussion is not going to benefit the city of Cunit in our lifetime, yours and mine, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the rest of you. It would be our great-grandchildren that would benefit from Highway 69 in the future.
I don't know. As soon as a McDonald's opens up, I think this place is going to explode.
That place is already exploding.
I know. I know, I saw that parking lot was all nice, and then it blew up.
Others are talking.
You know, I guess what I'm saying is our decision would carry forward for generations, so...
Oh, certainly. Well, I guess my thoughts are if we don't concede at all, then are the county commissioners going to look at that as... We're being a problem child. Whereas if we could concede a little bit and at least show that we're trying to get this decided.
Yeah.
I guess my only real issue with it is that, you know, what gives the two cities the right to take away the statutory rights given to those people to annex where they want to annex?
Well, and we're in no hurry. I mean, our whole thing is at this point, status quo.
Sure.
I mean, we're like, yeah, let's just leave everything how it is and let people decide what they want to do.
But I keep hearing that we're going to try and forcibly annex people.
Yeah.
And it's exactly the opposite
of
that here.
Oh, it's just Meridian being a
on our side. So I don't know where that's coming from.
It's
do
coming
we
from
do we have
Meridian.
Any idea? Do we have any idea that they're? I mean.
Well, I think that this letter is it.
Well, I know, but have we had anybody say, so-and-so from Meridian called me and said...
He said someone from Meridian called him.
But do we know who from Meridian called him?
No, he didn't know.
Oh, he didn't know.
I did ask.
Richard, there is a logical reason to cross Highway 69 up there where this comes across, because that canal starts on down Lake Hazel. And so that would give the whole corner of Lake Hazel, and then, you know, if we stop it at, I don't care if it's the quarter mile or the half mile past that, we still have the problem with David Taysom, but I really think there's a very good argument as to, well, why did you, if we're going to take that canal as the line, why wouldn't that just cross Highway 69 down to Lake Hazel?
Yeah, that's what Meridian hasn't explained, why they, If they're offering that the lateral is the line until it gets to Meridian Road, and then they just...
Yeah.
They weren't even splitting Meridian Road. They were giving us west of it, wasn't it?
Right, yeah. It just comes right down.
If you take any map where that canal actually goes.
Oh, yeah, it keeps going across.
Yeah, it keeps going and ends maybe a quarter mile out on Lake Hazel. And so, to my way of thinking, if we're arguing a point that we can, that requires a logical sense of what we can actually service versus what a land grab would be, that it's really laid out for us, and Gordon feels pretty comfortable that way too, about not taking things in that just create a problem for us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, and there's some real logic as to that move. You know, they may come back and say, well, we'll just take off this mile we gave you on the west end, too. But...
You know what we did wrong, Mayor? We should have went to Overland and then pulled back to Annex. That's what we did wrong.
Or at least Annex.
At least we're looked like we're giving.
But if we annexed that subdivision that's across from the chicken farm that requested us to, yeah, to take care of them. Yeah, that.
That's the one that's here.
You know, they don't like Meridian.
It's north of Amity, I think.
North of Amity, I think.
You're quiet, Pat.
Yeah, Pat's so smoldering over here.
Is it still the same?
Well, I mean, I definitely agree we shouldn't be spending dollars to make quarters. In that respect, as far as service, trying to bring services to areas that we won't recoup that money back. But if we, that lateral goes all the way over to Locust Grove, I think, doesn't it?
Well, I'm not quite sure what the name of that lateral is.
Yeah, because I'm looking at,
but it certainly goes ahead.
If you look at their map, I would assume this is their the lateral.
Yeah.
And it comes down to here. So, I mean,
right.
He's not understanding that.
I don't have too much problem doing either way. I mean, because like I said, originally when I first came into this, I was all right with Lake Hazel, and then we all started talking about tax benefits and that, and then I figured, okay, well, fine, then that makes sense, so let's go to Amity. But I mean, if we do that lateral all the way to Locust Grove, and I mean, I definitely think that if they get all of Amity, we should get all of Lake Hazel. I don't think it's right for them to take all four corners of Amity and take a corner of Lake Hazel, too.
We do have a number of properties in the, what I'm calling again, the contested area just north of the lateral that have already said they want to annex into CUNA.
Yeah, which, is there a way to see which ones those are?
Wendy?
Yeah, I was going to ask about those.
And that was my whole thing with in the meeting with Meridian, with, you know, why I said, yeah. I mean, tax stuff aside, we already have all these properties that have executed affidavits saying they want to annex, so it seemed disingenuous to agree to a line that we knew we were about to cross.
This property here, there's a roadway
yeah.
Here.
Okay, yeah.
And it connects into this parcel. This parcel.
These folks are also interested in coming in.
So they're north of that little canal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But are they?
I know that Percy was also interested in coming in at one point as well.
What about that other canal that comes off of that and then wanders around up north?
This one.
Yeah.
That splits their property, or at least one of their properties.
So you're talking this property right here, right? This
one right here.
Oh, okay, so this.
Yeah. There's four properties.
Yeah, one, two, three, four.
Was there anything
four.
above the lateral?
I'm trying to figure it out on this map is what I was trying to do. So here's the road. So you're talking on this property right here.
This piece here. This parcel.
Okay, so that comes off. Okay, so it's kind of like that to get all that. Okay, and currently Meridian does not have anything annexed south of Amity, I assume. And do they have anything south of Victory?
Yes, well, they have a few things.
Okay.
Like that one thing, that one development of the apartments that's on the southeast corner of Victory and Meridian Road.
Yeah, but on this side.
On the west side.
Yeah.
They might, because there are some homes there, but it's also important to remember, they probably won't go too far south, because when you go south on Meridian Road from Victory, you actually go uphill. You go uphill, yeah. Then you go down into a valley, and you have to go back uphill to get to Amity. So I think that's a significant obstacle.
They did tell us, though, that they bought, you know, where that railroad, or where that radio station is, they had bought for a big pond to go there. So they do own south of Amity.
Okay.
At one point in time, in 2008 at least, all of these colored parcels right here all wanted to come into the city of Kuna. Okay. Every one of them. And Harriet here, Tidwell, Jarvis, they actually acted on that. They're in the city limits now. And Felzine was not part of that, but he is now. And there's another gentleman who owns other properties up in here, and he owns the rock business in Nampic. He also wants in to the city of Kuna, and he's either this piece or one of these pieces up here.
And then we can service this here. You know,
we can service this.
But
we
what
service
about
this? This is across the
road. Yeah. So, again, I know we're talking that this was the little ridge right here, and then the gravel pit. We probably would have a difficult. We can do it, but it would cost more money to do it. And so we can even service this if we had to over here. Because that's what we're proposing that.
If we can service this, then we can service this.
But we're proposing to include that anyways.
My suggestion would be that we follow the parcel line since the geography, since we can service instead of trying to split somebody's property, but perhaps as the mayor had said, if we're going to leave this intersection to Meridian, then we take all four corners there, go there, and however we're going to go this way and drop down along parcel lines as we can zigzag to the point of...
So almost like this right here, cut it, kind of going down here. So this would be the parcel, this would be that parcel.
Correct.
That parcel, and then this is the gravel pit here. So just to cut those two out.
Yeah, whatever. The parcel line.
Going down that way,
this is gravel pit. Down to there,
Well, I wouldn't have a problem with that if we had all of the diesel. If they want to still try to cut it off there, but I also think that once we make a decision, we need to just stand by and stick to it either way.
Yeah.
I'm not too concerned about lawsuits. I mean, I think it's going to be a pain, and I think it's going to be, but I don't think we have anything to be worried about. We're not doing anything wrong.
We're not doing anything.
We have an attorney on retainer, so we're right there. Like I said, if we were trying to force people into doing this, but if those two properties up there, the gravel pit and that other one, are going to be very difficult, I don't know what we'd be making, what the cost is to do that compared to what the cost is of the tax benefit. But if we want to do it to, not necessarily appease, but show good faith, then I don't have a problem with it.
Everybody kind of feel that at least it's a signal that we weren't just grabbing, that we were trying our best to service the people that have asked us, and that we can, logically.
And I think also that we have logical reasoning behind how we can service them. You know, it's not like we're just grabbing land because it's on the map. There's actually a reason for it.
I also think if they don't want to agree to that, they need to tell us why they want that. Why they're so adamant about taking that area.
Well, that's the other thing. I don't understand how we are the land grabbers.
Yeah.
anybody wanting land then should be a land grabber. I don't know how we got that title.
They did it up north and was going against a couple cities, other cities had controversy over it.
They've done it south.
So they can.
They've been in negotiations with at least four other municipalities in the last 5 or 6 years because of, they wanted to exceed into other people's ACI. So they're no stranger to arbitration and sitting at a table and saying, we want this, we know you want it, or that you already have it, but we want it too. They're no stranger to this subject.
Oh, sure.
Well, it's because they think they're going to be the largest city in Idaho.
Well, you know, it used to be, going back a number of years, that every intersection was contested between Boise and Meridian.
Right, yeah.
And they finally just wore Eagle out of the thing.
Can't start.
But it was just a lot of fussing went on, and I think they had blocked Garden City so early on that Garden City didn't get much into the fight either. But Meridian and Boise just, every intersection was about half of the Statesman. Yeah.
Right.
And so they haven't been, you know, the best neighbors in the world either.
Are we still contemplating going a half mile east of Meridian Highway then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're just talking
about, I think everybody kind of
just this little corner right here.
Are we going to run into a problem of isolating subdivisions going half mile east? I see East Prairie View Lane and East Schaefer View Drive. That's all one subdivision. If we go a half mile east, are we going to encompass all of them, or are we going to be doing what we did with Pear Blossom, where they're in two different areas?
If you look on this one, we went outside of all of them.
Okay.
Yeah. It looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we're kind of in agreement with what we're, the alignment we've talked about here, we'll make sure and drive this area. We'll draw another map and get everybody to kind of agree that that's what we're talking here, and then we'll drive that whole area and see what that really does to us. So
I don't want to start another Pear Blossom argument.
Yeah.
So
well, I was going to say, I just don't want them to think that being a bully and calling people and lying to them,
yeah,
mm-hmm, and having, you know,
yeah,
who have nothing to do with it, threaten lawsuits and stuff. I just don't want them to think that that's a successful strategy that they can use
right
with us in the future. It's the only reason that I'm like semi tempted to just say, dig in our heels. We don't even want to service portions of that intersection, but damn it, we're going to keep it anyway.
Yeah, I agree completely.
We don't have to. We can refuse an annexation, a request for an annexation, can't we? If somebody comes to the city, yeah, and wants access, we can tell them we don't want them.
Apparently we did that with subdivisions just north of Amity.
Okay.
Well, it's a step in the right direction, but I don't think it's enough for Meridian to agree to the... I don't think it's enough. I think they want everything less north of that lateral, personally.
Well, I agree, but I think that if
but
we show the county commissioners that,
yeah,
we're giving
we're
up something.
Faith, yeah.
And we have an actual reason for everything that we're doing, whereas there's no reason in being extended by them. So.
Mm-hmm.
How do you negotiate with that?
Yeah. Okay.
Great.
Well, I think if everybody's kind of comfortable, we'll draw a new map.
It would
get
up.
I already put gas in the black car, so Richard, you and I can go and take a look.
Do we still need an executive session? I noticed there was one on the agenda.
Apparently not.
Do we need an executive session?
We do not. I have put that on just in case there were some issues that came up during the course of this discussion and we would require an executive session.
Great.
If they don't want to give up that corner, we just want to go back to our line. I don't see anybody.
I have a question for you before you leave.
Okay.
I don't see anybody parked on the sidewalk here, do you?
No. You guys must have thought I've been doing your job. Just kidding. You can't tell that I'm smiling.
Yeah, okay.
We all done.
All right, everybody.
All right.
We guys have a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Second.
Move second, all favor, aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
All right.